we're looking at the traffic cam now on the Bay Bridge, the one where the Osprey decided to take up some residence recently, and we're not seeing anything, any sign of a nest. And I assume that's because it was removed again. Is that right?
Correct. It was removed yesterday morning, which is something that we had been doing since Friday last week, and based on the advice from U.S. Fish and Wildlife. They were okay with us removing the nesting materials as long as there are no eggs inside.
And it sounds as though you have devised a plan to at least try to encourage the birds from doing it again, right?
Correct. You know, this has been kind of a step-by-step process in how we've been handling this. You know, the initial first step, as I said, was to remove the nesting materials. Now we are working with Fish and Wildlife and also with our engineering folks here at the MDTA to come up with, construct a platform located right near the camera. So to encourage the bird to use that platform for its nest instead of right in front of the traffic camera. Just to give you an idea of where the camera is located, it's right on top of a toll gantry that goes across both 50 eastbound and also 50 westbound. So our idea is to put this platform also on top of that gantry, roughly about 10 feet away from the traffic camera, to encourage the bird to nest there.
All right. This, I assume, is going to be a little less expensive for the state than some of the other alternative plans you're looking at, right?
Right. You know, it would be cheaper than, say, relocating it or getting rid of the camera completely. But also I think the timing is a factor here, too. If we were to relocate the camera, that would not be something that we could do within a week, whereas this platform, we're hoping to get it up by tomorrow or at least by the end of this week. So, and also it's been something that, again, we've been suggested to us from Fish and Wildlife, and we're going to, you know, go with what they have to say since they are the experts in the matter.
What happens if the Ospreys decide they like the old spot better and start to build there again?
And then we'll have to, you know, come up with a different solution, I suppose. Right now we're focusing on this platform. This seems to be the best alternative that we have available.
Okay. Explain again, John, if you would, what is the reason for clearing the nest away from there?
These traffic cameras, you know, we do have them online for the public and media to look at, but they're actually, we also use them here in our operations center to monitor the traffic conditions on the Bay Bridge. Where this particular camera is located, it's actually at the right by the toll plaza, facing the Bay Bridge, facing east. And that area is kind of a critical area for us to monitor because you have several of those toll booth lanes merging into two lanes to cross the bridge. But we also are able to monitor the third area and have a clear shot of that for public safety.